Good morning. I'm Charlie Swanson, in for Roland Giacopetti on this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. In the spotlight this morning, we have Fire Circle Theater, who are proud to present the Reverberation Festival on March 23rd at Spreckles Performing Arts Center in Rohnert Park. My guest today, co-founders of Fire Circle Theater, Dr. Rush Cosgrove and Matt Cadigan. Welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So, gentlemen, tell me about Fire Circle Theater, how you formed it, why you formed it, and what is this?
Well, so Fire Circle Theater is the coming together of a group of Sonoma County natives. Basically, we all met at the Santa Rosa Junior College about 15 years ago through the theater arts department there. And after our time there, we sort of went our separate ways to get various educational training across the country, or in Rush's case, overseas. And we found that we were all sort of coming home around the same time. And we got into contact with each other and said, hey, you know, we can do something together. What should that be? And we spent a year sort of thinking about what we wanted to do. And we settled on this idea, which was Fire Circle Theater, which is a community-based organization using our performative talents and our ability to create curriculum to create something for the community. And it's been, you know, as I said, it was about a year in the discovery process of what it is we wanted to be. And then we've been actively doing it, teaching some courses, planning this festival over the last about year, year and a half or so.
Excellent. And Reverberation, this festival coming up on March 23rd, it's a community event. So it's going to include visual art, writing workshop, live artistic performances. I mean, tell me what people can expect, and this sounds like there's a lot going on.
Sure. The Reverberation Festival is a manifestation of our mission, which is to have people investigate their own authentic personal experiences and to express them in creative ways that allows people to engage with those perspectives, especially perspectives that they may not be familiar with or even comfortable with. So we've been reaching out to lots of different communities, including, for example, the undocumented immigrant community, formerly incarcerated folks, adults with special needs, people who are recovering from substance abuse, people who have faced trauma in various ways and who are interested in sharing those perspectives for others to learn about.
Excellent. And the name Reverberation, tell me, what does that mean for you?
Yeah, that comes from an idea of an echo, of this is the reverberation is what continues on after the event. So we want the words and ideas in the event to reverberate in the minds and ears of the audience. We want people to leave thinking about a perspective that they heard and continuing to work on it.
And it sounds like people will be able to maybe discover their own artistic perspectives in maybe ways they haven't known before.
Yes, absolutely. One of the ideas is we have slam poets, we have oral history performances, we have physical comedy, we have stand-up comedy, we have dance, there are visual art, comic drawing, so many ways of expressing personal experience.
Excellent. Yeah, and it sounds like the lineup's got someone like Jamie DeWolf hosting, who I've seen at events throughout the Bay Area, slam poet, like you said. What other kind of highlights can people be looking forward to in this event?
One unique element is the oral historical element. My background is in oral history, and we have two oral historical performances, one of two undocumented immigrants who were living in Coffee Park who lost their homes and who then faced discrimination by FEMA and other organizations as they attempted to recover. We have another piece, which is interviews with two gay veterans of the military who were in under Don't Ask, Don't Tell, and who expressed their experience not only in the military but outside of the military.
That sounds great. That's Reverberation, presented by Fire Circle Theater on March 23rd at Spreckles Performing Arts Center. The event begins at 5 p.m., and tickets can be purchased at reverberation.bpt.me. Thank you guys for coming in today. Again, I'm Charlie Swanson, in for Roland Giacopetti for this morning's Sonoma Spotlight. Enjoy your day.